The study divided Wisconsin's residents into five groups based on income. People in the richest fifth bring home at least $111,000 a year. The poorest fifth earns $20,000 or less. The study was done by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy and the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. John Keycaver is a research analyst with the Council on Children and Families. He says 20 years of census data shows the lowest income earners increased their salaries by only 14% since the early 1980s. By contrast, the highest earners saw a 48% increase. Keycaver says the numbers show a large portion of the population missed out on the economic boom of the 1990s, partly because they didn't have enough money to invest in stocks or real estate.
You know, it's the fact that really profound economic growth in those years was not shared as it has in previous periods of economic growth.
Keycaver says there are a number of reasons for the disparity. Well-paying manufacturing jobs are being replaced by those in the service sector. And he says there are a lot more single-parent and single-income households.
And in fact, nationally, from 1970 to 2000, single-mother families went up from 12% to 26% of all families.
The report says the income gap could be made more equal by increasing the minimum wage, making technical job training more accessible, and by reforming what it calls regressive taxes that burden the poor. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.